Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 624. My name's Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
I have a question for you.
All right, shoot.
I wanted to ask you before we started, but then I'm like, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Almost every time I'm over here, you guys have a different shower curtain. And I just saw that there's one in the wings. Like, there's one ready to go up. What's the deal?
Well, we did get a new shower curtain, I would say a few months ago. It's unfortunately my beautiful, lovely wife, partner, lady, is a lady. And she doesn't always, you know, take into account that there's dimensions to these things, length, width.
Oh, okay.
So it's very short. It just barely covers the tub. Mm. So I let her, she said she was just going to get another one. So we got a new shower curtain now.
All right.
And I asked her if it was measured. And she said, yes. But then she also said, that doesn't mean anything. So I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. We'll see if this one fits or not. I'm anticipating it being much longer this time, since this one was so short.
Understood.
Balance out.
I noticed details like that. Because there was like a hot pink one for a while.
Yep.
And then now there's like a white pebble pattern.
She gets all these like funky colors. I'm like, just do a normal.
And now we got blue.
And she's always like, ooh, whatever color she gets, it's really blue or really pink or really orange or whatever. They're not subtle at all. They're not muted tones. Mm. They look like either me right now or you, but with our lighting.
Yeah, I'm a muted tone. Mine is just white cloth.
Yeah.
I love that. It looks crisp. It's crispy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I would prefer that, to be honest, but, you know, happy wife, happy life.
Question mark.
I guess. Yeah. A lot of things you got to fix. I had to do manly stuff over the weekend. I guess technically our air conditioner broke and I had to figure out what it was. And it was after 5 p.m. on a Friday. So I had to call like an emergency service to come out, and you're just at their, they got you by the sack. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do something about it. Of course, they try to initially just say, you know what, you probably could use a new air conditioner. And I'm like, how much is that? And they're like, it's like $10,000. Yep. I go, yeah, we're not doing that. I don't have that. I do not have that to give you. So what else we got? Well, and then they go, you could just replace the motor in it. And I go, okay, that sounds more like what we're talking about. Way to go. How much does that cost? And he goes, it's like $1,500. Damn it. Okay, well, I guess we'll do that. If it's $10,000 or $1,500, I mean, I could have shopped around a little bit, but, you know, at that point, 5 p.m. on a Friday, you just gotta go and get what you can. So we got that replaced in the night. Found out, I was just telling you, like, I'm trying hard to be a man in my life. I'm trying to take responsibility for my home and my home and my life. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a very manly man. I'm trying to work on it, but I'm just not.
You're a woman.
I'm an honorary woman, when it comes to this sort of stuff. And it's embarrassing. Tough. The things that I learn every day, like we had this air conditioning guy I usually call out in like April every year to like take a look at the AC unit. It's like $80. Are we good? Is it going to last the summer? Are we all right? Yeah, you know, you're good. Okay, cool. Thank you. And then he leaves and I give him the money and then he leaves. And I found out when I had to get, when this motor blew in the HVAC unit, that you're supposed to like open that thing up and you're supposed to like clean it out and, you know, make sure the coil is not clogged up with junk.
And, right. There's like gunk in the air handler and there's like Freon. And I honestly just learned this like 2 weeks ago.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it turns out ours was all gunked up. So then I had to pay another $600 to get it cleaned. Oh, you could do it yourself. Yeah, I know. Thanks. But I'm not doing that. So I had to pay. So we
want this stuff to work.
Okay. Yeah, I want it to work. We dropped two G's on this air conditioning unit the past week and a half. So that's been very unfortunate. By the way, before I forget, Josh C. sent a very nice PayPal.
Thank you so much.
That's very nice. And it was included with a nice note.
Can we read it? But also, just sorry, not to sidetrack you. I don't think they can see me. This is what Holyoke Joe is.
Well, I think they can see you. Something happened with the... It's broadcasting both vertically and in a portrait mode. So if you want, you can scoot over a little bit and I think you'll be in the frame. I don't know why it's doing the portrait mode as well as the... Yeah, there you go.
Why can't they see the image on the left?
You should be, because I think if you're watching on a mobile device,
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So you got half your face in there. So sorry.
You're not missing much, I promise you.
I don't know why it did that, but that's what it's doing right now. So Josh sent a very nice PayPal, which I was, you know, that's very generous.
I was shooketh.
Yeah. Well, I appreciated the note more because you don't really hear from too many people outside of Joe. We do hear from Joe very often, but
Will needs to call the guy to fix the stream.
Oh no,
Tina, that was a good one.
That's harsh. Here, I'll put that up on the screen.
Yeah, that deserves some credit.
But it was a very nice note just about how he listens to the show and appreciates it very much. And I sent him some stickers, so I hope that you're. Address is right that was on the PayPal because I sent you some stickers in the mail and a note, so I appreciate it a lot because I did get that nice one. And then I was telling you just before we started, I've been trying to do little things, research how to get engagement on YouTube and stuff. One of the things they suggested was doing little YouTube shorts, so I've been doing those myself, like one or two a week extra, and I'm just amazed the stuff that people will present and comment on things with such confidence that it's just astounding. And it was a guy I know his screen name because I've seen it before, and I think he likes us. And he commented, nah, this isn't going to work. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, you just watched it. What are you talking about? He goes, yeah, you need to get a job on the radio or, you know, this isn't going to do it. I'm like, well, thanks.
We're good advice. That.
And then he did the meme that we talk about on this show when I got in trouble for saying that I'm top 10 on the bone or top, what did I say? Top 80%.
Something like that.
And then I called into Roger and JP that time. And then JP's great advice was you have to look in other markets for work. Thanks. I never thought of that before. And that's what this guy did. So I'm like, is he just like good at trolling? And is like mentioning the meme of this show that we talk about so many times, but he literally was like, yeah, you got to look in other markets for radio work. I don't know if it's a troll or not. Either way, good or bad, it was, it infuriated me and made me laugh to a certain degree. So good job, person who did that. I don't, what's that saying? I don't.
Ask where you eat?
No, I don't tolerate fools gladly. Is that the one? I don't know. Something like that.
Fool me once. Can't be fooled again. Yeah. George W. Bush.
Yes, pretty much. I'm George W. Bushing this comment right now. But anyway, good stuff. Thank you, Josh. And I hope that you're...
Yes, thank you. That was very kind, very generous.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it greatly.
Yes. 813-693-2124. HMBRadio.com. WillsYouTube.com. Go subscribe over there. We're on Facebook and Rumble, 6 p.m. Wednesdays live. And you can make rude comments if you want to and make fun of me about not being a man. That's it. You don't suffer fools. That's it. Thank you, Tuggle. Don't suffer fools gladly. Yeah. And I don't. I never did, but especially nowadays, I don't. I guess the big news this week, Anna, was the passing of a legend.
Oh, my word.
People are really upset about this one. Dolly Parton, dead.
Look at the screen.
I know. It's fine. Listen, okay. The screen is fine if you're watching it on a computer.
Okay.
If you're watching on your phone, it's not great. So I don't know what to do about it. It's not, it should auto format, but it doesn't. Okay. But anyway, watch it on your computer.
Got it.
Did you have strong feelings or opinions about Dolly Parton? Because I feel like a lot of people did.
I did not. I didn't really know much about her other than she'd been an entertainer for like 70 years or something.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even know she came from like humble beginnings. You know, once someone dies, then you start to like learn a lot more about them. I know she was very influential in like pop and especially country music. And she was loved by all. I loved how she would just stayed nonpartisan. Like she didn't get involved in that. Like just a very classy kind of old school way of handling things. Like, listen, kind of how Michael Jordan used to deal with politics. Like, hey, like Republicans buy shoes too. Why would I alienate half of my audience? That's insane. So I saw a clip of her where she was asked something about Trump and she's just like, I ain't going to answer that. I have personal opinions. You're not going to know about them. He's like, well, can I ask you this? She's like, you can ask, but I ain't going to answer, you know? And she's just like, I'm an entertainer. I'm not a politician. And I was just like, oh, it's such a great answer. Like, don't, who cares what I think? I just sing songs, you know?
That was a very popular stance by just about everybody who was in Hollywood up until the past, I don't know, 30 years or so.
And now they're like, whoever artist it is like headlining the RNC or the DNC or the inauguration. So it becomes very clear typically who they're supporting. It's just a bunch of BS, but I loved that it was so classy and old school and just like, well, I'm an entertainer. Let me entertain.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what I think about politics. That's not my world.
She was very like, everybody seemed to like her. No, because everything is political now. I think people on the right really liked her. And then people on the left too. She was kind of like a feminist icon for a lot of ladies.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So, and she successfully kind of walked that tightrope her whole life. And she had very charitable, gave like $150 million a year in books or something, or maybe that was over the whole lifetime. Oh, yeah.
She, I guess she
to kids.
Trump is, I guess, lowering the flag to half mast. Mast, right?
Mast.
With a T. Like a week. So that's great. You know, she was an American icon and she was in the mix for like, she was 80. So probably like what?
70, since she was 18.
16.
Oh, I think she was
62 years.
I think she started at the Grand Ole Opry back when she was 18.
That's in Tennessee, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. I will say this. I don't want to, you know, is it a negative? I think a lot of people would look at it as a negative. But she pushed the vaccine, the COVID vaccine.
Did she?
Yeah.
So she, I mean, not that that's political, but did she?
I mean, it kind of is political. I would say this is probably the only thing that was political.
What's the date on that?
Because
technically Trump was also pushing the vaccine before he left office too.
He still is. Is he?
Not anymore.
Yeah,
it's no.
Well, listen, I give her a pass because this is what we were told early on that everybody should take it. But she lended her celebrity to push people into getting the jab.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. And that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it, if we could get back to that. But anyhow, I just wanted to encourage everybody, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So I just want to say to all you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot. Anyway.
Thank you, Dr. Dolly.
Thanks, Dr. Dolly. Yeah. So that was, I don't know, in retrospect, probably not great. I wonder if she regretted that. I also wonder, because her cause of death was a brief bout with cancer. And I know she was 80 years old and, you know, sometimes that's just all you got. That's a long life. But you hear things from some doctors, some people online about this SV40 that was in the vaccine, the spike protein. Mm-hmm. You know about this at all? Well, apparently it's been linked to like turbo cancers and people just getting very ill very quick and then dying. I don't know.
We'll never know.
I don't know for sure, but I've heard it talked about many times and I can't help but to wonder. But she was 80.
You know what I think happened?
Could it possibly have anything to do?
You know what I think really happened?
What?
Mossad.
Was she about to turn
on
Israel?
She sure was. Jeez. No, just kidding, obviously.
Free Palestine. Get your jab.
Yeah.
Jeez. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. So you didn't have any, you weren't like broken up about the news?
Because no, I feel like a lot of people were. No. But I know that she was like a huge name and loved by all, it seems like. And she'd just been in the game for so long. She just had the respect of so many people. And you know, you start to read on someone after they die, typically, especially, you know, for me, I don't know too much about too many celebrities. But dude, I think she had like 11 siblings and they all lived in like a one bedroom cabin.
Yeah.
In like Tennessee. That's how it started.
That's how
nuts.
Most people back then lived. It was
back
a lot
then,
of kids. Yeah.
In the 40s? Stuff.
Yeah.
That long
that was like
ago.
Depression era.
That was right like after World War II.
Eating onion soup, put a shoelace and a whole onion in some boiling water, and I would feed a family of 14.
Well, I think that was more like a regional thing because she was like in the boonies.
Yeah.
But yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, rest in peace.
R.I.P. Dolly. What a
Dolly.
What a incredible career. You know what I mean?
Truly.
One can only hope to be that influential and to be that beloved by so many people. So she won the game of life. She won.
She did, for sure. Florida has kind of always been a place where
people come to die.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Especially
to
this
quote
area.
Seinfeld.
At least it was.
Not this area.
Yeah. St. Pete, the Green Bench. And
oh, well, isn't it more so the Eastern Seaboard or the Eastern Coast?
No.
Fort Lauderdale, Boca.
I think this area, the Tampa Bay area, historically has been a place where people come to retire.
Mm, okay.
But not so much anymore. I mean, some of the housing prices are insane. I feel like housing prices are insane everywhere. But I think particularly here over the past few years, it's been totally out of hand.
Everybody moved here.
Now everybody's leaving, which is kind of great.
Are they?
Yeah.
I hear that, but like, where are they going and why are they leaving?
They're just going back either to where they once they came, or now that all the lockdowns are done and stuff, or just going to other states. I mean, that's what some of these people are doing. They're went from Florida to a very Eastern Seaboard state for low taxes and sandy beaches. I won't have you guess because I know you put the story in the prep. It's Delaware. People are moving to Delaware for
Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware.
Never seen that before?
No.
Wayne's World.
I'm familiar with, like, I know of Wayne's World. I've never seen any Wayne's World.
Okay.
Sorry.
More than 40,000 people have moved to Sussex County, Delaware since 2020, wooed by the area's low taxes and sandy beaches, pushing the oceanfront county's population 17% higher, five times the rate of national growth, according to Bloomberg. Over the same period, Delaware's population of residents 65 and older has soared to 23%, more than any other state, driven in part by swarms of baby boomers flocking to Sussex. I bet you these are a lot of New York City.
That would make sense.
Rich people. Because they're getting whacked with all these potential taxes now that Mom Donnie is in office. He wants to do, like, if you own two homes, you get whacked with some other, I forget what the name of the tax is, but.
Oh, the pied-à-terre.
That sounds right.
Pied-à-terre. It's like Latin or French or something. I'm stupid. I think it's pied-à-terre.
Yeah, that's something like that. Okay. Something like that. So he's been, I think he published even a list of people who own two estates who
doxing
would be,
them.
Kind
what
of.
The hell?
I know one of them was a journalist from somewhere, and he was really upset because he says, I don't own two homes, and you're trying to have me offed, you know, dox
these,
me.
Yeah, these nutty socialists running amok.
Yeah.
I'm blaming the rich for all their problems.
But Delaware doesn't seem, it seems like it might be pretty nice in the summer.
Yeah.
But in the winter, I don't think I'd want to be in Delaware of all places.
Yeah. It doesn't look too bad.
I mean, that's nice, but that's nice area.
That's like
of,
peak.
Yeah.
Summer, nice weather. Yeah. No, I think there's worse places for you to live. I'm trying to think of the worst place. I think a place that I really wouldn't want to live. No offense. I know you were just talking about with your lovely wife how much you love New Orleans. Louisiana is not a place I want to live. The whole state, no thank you.
Oh, I wouldn't want to live there.
Mississippi, no thank you. Alabama, no thank you. And I'm sure there'll be people in the chat be like, actually, like Montgomery's really nice. Mobile's amazing. I'm sure it is. West Virginia, I'm going to say hard pass.
Oh, it's beautiful from what I hear.
Care.
In the mountains.
I think meth and heroin and sadness.
Lots of fentanyl out there. Yeah, they've been destroyed by painkillers.
Painkillers, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
New Orleans, no, I wouldn't want to live in New Orleans, but it is a cool town to visit. It's got a lot of history. It's just a fun city. I've been there twice. The second time I was, might have been on my own type of drugs most of the time. So I had a really good time. Maybe that's it. Maybe I was just high.
This is the second time this week I've talked about a city and had an opinion on it. And both times the person has said, have you ever been there? And I said, no. And that was it.
Where shut have up. You been?
Shut up. Still got an opinion about it.
I feel like you haven't been to too many places. You've been
what?
Yeah.
Usually people tell me the opposite.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
At least in the United States. Maybe you've been to other countries and stuff, but you haven't really fully experienced the wealth of land that is the United States of America.
Well, I've been to California and Oregon.
You
Utah,
lived in California.
And Arizona. And I'm not going to count places I just went to the airport in. I don't think that counts.
That does not count.
Okay.
That's not fair.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to, obviously, Florida. I've been to Georgia. I've been to South Carolina. I've been to New York. Been to New Jersey. I've been to Pennsylvania. I lived in Michigan. I lived in Detroit for 4 years. I've been to Illinois. I've been to Chicago a few times. I've seen some stuff.
Okay.
Is that enough? Is that enough examples?
Sure.
And I've been to Colorado. I've been to Denver a few times.
All right. I guess.
What about you? What about you, huh?
Oh, man. I really haven't been to too many
places.
I've
been to Ohio.
I've been to New Orleans twice. I've been to
Tampa.
Alaska. Alaska
really?
Was the biggest one.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I went to Alaska a few years ago, spent 2 weeks in Fairbanks, Alaska, in like the center of the state. It's a weird place. It was summer, so it was like, you know, nice weather, nice and cool in the mornings and just nice in the afternoons. But it snows so much there that they kind of just like enjoy the weather while they got it because it's only a few months that they like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something without snow. And it was really creepy because I was in this cabin. It was an Airbnb type of thing. Cabin was nice. But you walk to the end of the driveway and there's just like this shanty of a former home, like a small little cabin. And it had like stuff in it. It had like pictures, like, you know, the slides, the old school slides where you could, you know what I'm talking about, of film. And there was like a guy in a cop's uniform that I think it was his house. But it's all, you know, it's destroyed. It's just not there. And it's just at the end of the driveway. And I think everything just gets covered with snow. So you don't have to look at it for like 8 months.
Yeah.
And everything. There was a bunch of garbage in the yard and like cars on the side of the road that just stay there indefinitely and kind of rot. It was a weird place.
Yuck.
But it was cool. I mean, it was a change of pace for sure. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, willsyoutube.com. Go subscribe if you haven't. Give the video a thumbs up. I'm sorry the stream is messed up this week. I'll try to fix it next week. I don't know what happened.
You know you won't.
I will.
Unless you want to do it by yourself.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to be out of town, folks. I'm going to California. Look at me traveling.
Where are you going in California?
San Diego to visit my papa.
Ooh, that is some good weather. Boy.
Oh, my God. And wait, when am I going? August. It's going to be perfection because it's going to be kind of hot during the day. But the thing about Southern California, you're not going to believe this, Will. At nighttime, it cools down. It's actually really, maybe you need like just a baby jacket.
I thought it was just like 55 at night. 73 during the day every day.
During the winter time it does get a bit cooler than that, but during the summertime, man, it'll get in probably the low 60s at night, maybe the high 50s. It's perfect. And then 70s to 80s during the day. It's just fantastic. I've never experienced better weather than San Diego.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like I talk a lot of smack about California these days just because of the politics and whatnot, but dude, when I went there, it was like 2 years ago. I'm like, this place is, you know, because the homeless situation is out of control and prices are crazy. And then I touched down, like my plane landed. I got out and I went, oh, yeah, just take my money. This place is so awesome.
It's
like the perfect day, zero humidity, you know, in the middle of summer. I was like, Jesus, this place is so nice. So
I've been to California once, but only Northern California. I went to Yosemite, the National Park.
I guess that's okay.
I flew into Fresno. Is where my plane landed.
That is the a-hole of California.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You're like, this is Cali?
I saw it from, it looked like Largo, pretty much. Just a lot of strip malls.
That's a good way to describe it.
But Yosemite was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Not that I've been really again. Cool. Never been.
I haven't been anywhere else, though. No San Francisco, no San Diego, no Los Angeles, anything like that.
Done all of those, and I will say no thank you to San Francisco, no thank you to LA, and if I were to move anywhere, obviously it'd be San Diego, not just because of my, or Orange County, because Orange County is a really interesting situation, because they are surrounded by blue counties in a blue state, and here's the thing, like, most states, and I think we all know this, are like red in terms of like geography, right? It's like all red, and then just like the big cities are all blue, you know? But if you look at California, it's like all blue just along the coast, right? But Orange County, red AF. When I went there to go visit my mom, over the wintertime, dude, Trump flags everywhere. Yeah. There were like these billboards that said, this is not LA. We prosecute here. I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You got black Republicans out there wearing like Trump shirts and stuff. I'm like, I can get down with this. I can get down with this.
Yeah. Loved it. It's definitely very different. I think that's where my company that I work for is based in.
Headquartered?
Headquartered there. Yeah.
Do you know whereabout?
Aliso Viejo. Does that sound familiar?
That's exactly like where my mom lives.
Oh, really?
Like very close. Yeah, my mom's in San Clemente. It's very close there.
Okay.
It's funny.
Yeah, is that Orange County?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Does that all make sense now?
It all makes sense. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, definitely. We got a few minutes before we say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and our normal podcast feed. I do want to remind you, we do have a Substack as well as YouTube subscriptions as well. You can become like a super member of YouTube. And if you do that, I'll just make sure the full podcast goes to you before Sunday. Because after we do these, I set it to schedule from Sunday at midnight. These come out. So just a little incentive to do that. I kept it as cheap as possible to do that. Again, your viewership is more than enough, and I thank you for that, but there are ways to support the show if you want to. And the YouTube and Substack are those ways. hmbradio.substack.com. If you subscribe, we do give you the 30-minute podcast. You can subscribe for free, and you'll get the 30-minute podcast way before everybody else. Otherwise, you got to wait Sunday till midnight. But yeah. So just go do that if you want to. WillsYouTube.com and HMBRadio.substack.com. I feel weird leaving 40 seconds early.
Don't feel weird.
It makes me feel like I'm shortchanging Radio St. Pete.
Wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, I will say this. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next. Frank's a legend, been doing it a long time. It's nice to have some jazz. You like jazz music?
Hell no.
You don't?
So, oh, sorry, Frank. I do not like jazz
music. That's all right. It's an acquired taste.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think Frank would understand that. It is an acquired taste for sure. I don't mind it. I'm at the age now where I don't really mind it as much. I wouldn't listen to it all the time, but if it's a nice relax, if I'm doing dishes or something, I like a little jazz.
I've been to, God bless them, Nanette Weiser.
Yeah.
My sister, my fellow Yenta.
Yeah.
She's big into jazz, and she would invite me to these like jazz, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, and I'd go, and I just hated it. And it's funny because like, here's the thing. I like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I'm actually listening to an art form and not my garbage EDM music, which I still love the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wow, I'm trying to appreciate this, but I couldn't.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. It's not for everybody.
That's true.
You should stay tuned if you're listening to Radio St. Pete for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show. I hope you enjoy it very much. We'll see you back on Sunday around 5, 6 p.m.-ish, somewhere around then. And you can join us live Wednesdays, 6 p.m. at willsyoutube.com. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.